Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Are you single but would rather not be? Are you interested in dating but just haven't met the right person yet? Don't worry, hang in there. Why, the love of your life could be right around the corner. In fact, you could run into her at the grocery store. She could be buying lettuce, and you could be looking at one of those strange root vegetables and casually remark, "I have no idea what this is." And she could say it's celeriac, and you could both look into each other's eyes and fall instantly in love. And then you could both mount a magical winged horse and fly off on a tropical honeymoon. And the horse could talk. Or you could call It's Just Lunch. The dating experts at It's Just Lunch will introduce you to great people and will arrange all the details for some great dates. All you have to do is show up and have fun. Look, they know what they're doing because they get to know you. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. A smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Don't miss your chance to watch Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Limited tickets remain for tomorrow's matchup with Maryland. Buy now at NUSports.com. Pitchers and catchers report for spring training today in Arizona. The Score's Bruce Levine says Anthony Rizzo, Kyle Schwarber, Javier Baez, and Miguel Montero all in camp early taking batting practice this morning. And Schwarber was asked if he plans on catching this season.
I'm probably the wrong guy to ask for that question. You might want to talk to the guys upstairs. But, if I can do it, I want to do it. But, you know, If it's not medically safe, there's no risk.
USA Today's Bob Nightingale says the Cubs will learn today if Schwarber has been medically cleared to catch. The plan right now is for him to be the everyday left fielder and emergency third backup catcher. On the South side, the new White Sox skipper Ricky Renteria talked about the importance of establishing a White Sox way.
The most important thing, though, is to make sure that the message that we're giving is consistent, that we're all seeing things the same way, and that players see us all being, united in the same goal.
Bulls host Toronto tonight on the West Side. Dwayne Wade, Nico Mirotic, and Paul Zipser all out for tonight. Both Wade and Zipser had MRIs yesterday. Wade on his wrist, Zipser on his ankle. No long-term damage for Wade. He could play Thursday against Boston, but Zipser's in a walking boot. He's likely out Thursday, as well as Nico Mirotic. Jimmy Butler probable for tonight. All of this according to the Tribune's Casey Johnson. Meanwhile, as the trade deadline approaches, CSN Chicago reports the Bulls are looking into deals that would land them a first-round pick in exchange for either Doug McDermott or Robin Lopez. And in hockey, the Blackhawks are off until they play Edmonton on Saturday, thanks to the bye week. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Eon Dental Implants. Choose Eon Dental Implants for a new smile and a new you. Breaking news on the score brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. Shake off winter and visit the Chicago Auto Show at McCormick Place now through the 20th. 1 million square feet of brand new vehicles. Download the Chicago Auto Show app for a chance to win a 2-year lease on an all-new Buick Envision or GMC Acadia. Find out more at chicagoautoshow.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you so very much for all the appreciation and all the great moments that we've experienced together. God bless.
Julie DeCaro, thank you so much. Julie had our updates today, all day from the studio. We'll be back in studio and see her in person tomorrow. Thank you to our guest, Bruce Levine, earlier from Cubs Camp. Our producers, Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp. And thank you also to Shane Reardon for doing some fine work after Campy had to roll, I do believe is the way that works. Also, tomorrow on the show, we'll do Can't Do It. 11:40 tomorrow. Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com will join us. Tomorrow's the first day that teams can designate players with franchise or transition tags. So we'll see how quick some teams move to do that, including possibly the Bears and Alshon. We'll see what the time frame is for that. Thank you to Dave Miska right here live and on site. Appreciate him, as always, doing a hell of a job. And Tyler in promotions was the man holding down that end of things. Hey, caller 6 right now.
Do it.
To the Scores contest line at 312-591-6700 wins a 4-pack of tickets to Monster Jam on this Saturday, February the 18th at the Allstate Arena in Rosemont. Caller 6 to the contest line to go see the Monster Trucks at Monster Jam this Saturday. The show starts. The first show, I think, is Friday. That's the big kickoff. And go check it out at the Allstate Arena. It's a hell of a good time.
And thanks to Toyota for having us out again today. The Toyota Sports Corner here at McCormick Place for the Chicago Auto Show. I know Bernstein and Goff will be here the next couple of days, and they join us now. How's it going, boys?
What's awesome. Happening? What's up? What's
going That's on? Come.
That's come. There's a lot there. I know. Do you have a favorite slogan yet? Because apparently they have 5 of them for this Cubs season.
I have 5 of Brooks.
Yeah, right. I've talked at length before about professional discomfort and how it's always important. So I'm with that, you know. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I mean,
I guess that's Cub is something that they've used up and down throughout the organization and in some ways.
But who's really going to use these besides the Joe. Players? I'm just saying the players with their T-shirts and the screaming drunk people after a win or two. Like, you know, like who's gonna want that's Cub? Like, yeah. Nobody's really gonna do that after a while, are they?
No, but Try Not to Suck did sweep Cubs Nation last year.
Yeah.
That one had a ring to it.
Yeah, and then you won a World Series.
I remember that.
And then
that went well for them.
Right. Yeah, and then you keep it moving.
Yeah, you know? You can debate the whole slogan thing. I know the fact is what we think about it, what the players think about it, Joe likes words.
Loves it.
Joe likes putting words together. And I thought Embrace the Target was worked on multiple levels. Worked just from like an advertising perspective. If you're breaking down simply as a slogan, you know, embracing the target that they're looking at and the target on their back. So mm-hmm. it was sort of this
different
way.
These are just
spitballing,
apparently. Like they left the meeting early. Like,
yeah.
What do you have?
Right, exactly. It's like they gave us the whiteboard right. instead of giving us the right. result of the meeting. Right.
Remember the heartbeat right. or authenticity or uncomfortable.
Who's in charge here? Pick one and let's roll.
I remember working on something years ago with a dude who had been in the advertising business. And, you know, we say like, oh, you know, just throw it against the wall. He used to say stuff like that in conversation. He used to say, well, let's put it out on the porch and see if the cat licks it up. Like that was a thing that he would say.
About, like, that's exactly yeah, let's what just they're throw doing.
That's what they're doing. They're just throwing these out on the porch and see if the cat licks it up.
I remember the one that was, we're good. And I was like, yes.
We are good.
We are good.
That was Miggy messing around Miggy. With the hashtags, right?
Yeah.
He was learning how to do Twitter or whatever, and he just threw
it
out
It was a
we
nice reminder
good.
For me who was watching them from afar. Like, yes, they actually are now good. That's lovely to see that they know that.
I've been trying now. I spent all day yesterday. I put the Clarion call out there for help with just sort of Cubs existential description right now because
no
I'm,
one answered.
I'm no one answered. I don't know where we are. It's uncharted territory for being at this spring training without all of the usual tropes.
See, I heard you bring that up, and then you never got nothing. You never got something you liked?
No, a couple people tried on text. There were a couple emails that sort of danced around it, but I just...
Those people aren't there yet.
Maybe
they're not even thinking about that yet.
Happy and drifting and still in complete reverie, and I get that, but I'm untethered, and I need a guidepost. I need a roadmap.
Let me see if I can help. Okay. Can I try and help?
Sure.
I want to try and help, because the truth is... that Red Sox fans, after they finally won, you had two options. And I think people don't want to pick their option yet. One option is to...
Single payer.
One option is to get gluttonous. To just get...
I want all the wins and all the championships.
I want all the wins and all the title. And if I don't get it, it's a freaking failure. You know what I mean? Is to get to that place. And that's kind of a distasteful place where you've laughed at Cardinals fans or Yankee fans at for being in the past.
But isn't the other to keep sort of floating and say, yay, nothing matters anymore?
That's the third one that's going to take some doing. It takes some gymnastics to get there. Because the other one is to admit that you've lost your identity. Yep. You've lost your identity completely.
I think, aren't both possible?
I think you got groups of fans that are going to fall into each basket, though. You're going to have the older fans like, you know what, dude? Hey, you can't touch me. I won a World Series. Yes. Anything that happens from here on out is gravy. Right. You're going to have the younger fans who are like, yo, I won.
But not winning. Not having won was the essence. Where does spring training now?
That was your identity.
The fundamental Cubs question was, could this be the year?
And now you're...
And the answer forever now is no.
But now your identity is you're the big blue monster, and you're here to eat everyone's children.
But people don't want that. They're not.
They don't want that.
Some people don't want that, though. Yeah. Who are we speaking to? I know a lot of people who want to. I
want it.
Yeah, I know. After the Aroldis Chapman deal, I know a lot of people like, yo, okay, get every bad guy you can, win every round you can.
I remember realizing and being on the air, I think 2006 or 7, I was on Sporting News at the time, and I realized and talked to everybody about the Red Sox being Evil Empire B, that Larry Lucchino called the Yankees the Evil Empire, and within a couple of years, the Red Sox were just another evil, gluttonous franchise with a giant payroll with an arrogant fan base.
Because it's professional sports, and that's what you're supposed to be.
Correct. But Cub fans aren't used to that, and I think that some of them do not want to embrace that reality, that that's what you're going to be. And so that's part of it. And the other thing is that you've lost the identity. Yeah, of course, all the usual things of like, hey, hope springs eternal. This could be the year. Because what went with that is that, oh, yeah, it wasn't the year. Well, we'll just do it again next year. The rhythms are all off. You don't know what the hell to do.
I just feel like we're creating a problem that isn't there. I mean, Bill Murray said after the World Series, he was like, you know, we were lovable losers, and I hope that we're likable winners and all that stuff, too. I mean, whatever. It's an outside perception. I'm a Cubs fan. I grew up in the 90s with the Bulls. I want dynasties. Yeah. This city loves dynasties. Try and do that. Now, yeah, of course, the older generation that just wanted the one and that identity is lost for sure.
Yeah.
But there will always still be, I mean, Wrigley is still there. Cubs fans are still there. The day game's still there. Some of the charm of the franchise will always be a part of it. Well, but do you think it's a hard thing to root for a winner or a good team?
Do you guys remember what my dad, I think I said it on the air, that during the playoffs when the Red Sox lost, when they had this great year and then they got drummed out by Cleveland, my dad in a group text is like, that's just the way it always is, referencing other times that they've lost and broken his 83-year-old heart, like going back to 1946. And I'm like, Dad, you just won three titles in the last 13 years. You can't be the loser anymore. But he was so used to it. He like wants it. He misses it, clearly. So it's going to be disparate. It's going to be all over the place, like you said, Jay. It's going to be a lot of people in the different buckets. But that loss of the identity is going to be a real thing for some people.
Yeah, I guess I just know a lot of bad guys who can't wait to especially rub it in my face because I'm a White Sox fan. So I know a lot of dudes who are like, yep, win everything. I don't care how many serial killers and mass murderers you put on this team. Win every damn thing. Theo is God. Jed is Jesus. You know what I mean? That's how they're rolling now, and that's fine with me. That's fine.
I don't need the serial killers on the team, but God and Jesus sound about right.
Yeah, but it's like there's cuteness and niceness that some people did embrace and enjoyed, and that's done.
That went away when they turned on Sammy. You know, like that, that cuteness went away when Sammy Sosa forgot how to speak English and all the other things happened and Dusty Baker and blah, 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 blah.
But no fan base is just like one thing or their right. biggest stereotype. Like every White Sox fan right. doesn't run on and attack the first base coach. And every and every Cubs fan is hammered not knowing the yeah, of course. And not knowing the score of the game. Like, it's just, I think we sometimes paint with way too broad of brushes here. And what'll happen is.
Well, 670 the score.
Yeah. I thought Terry took that with him, his broad brush.
The broad brush?
I miss the broad brush.
I don't know. It's just the stadium was filled when they were terrible, and now mm-hmm. it's going to be filled, and they're going to win, and it's going to be awesome.
And now
this is such a high-class problem.
A secret. Then speaking of high-class, there's going to be a nice high-class club right there for you here coming up soon, right, where the scout seats used to be, like right below those things.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait to see that thing.
Well, you know, some people who've had season tickets for 70, 80 years are getting displaced. There's some stuff. There's going to be some ugliness that goes along with it. Uh-oh. Some complaining wealthy will make their voices heard.
We'll be right here for them because I'm sure they'll call up and talking about.
I can't afford to take my clients to a game and give them champagne like I used to.
Right, exactly. So, meanwhile, I heard you guys touching
meanwhile,
on.
Over in Bologna.
Over in Bologna. I heard you guys touching on some of the NBA tidbits and news, and if there was ever a time for John Paxson and Gar Foreman to strike while the iron is hot.
Did your Schuster last night?
And yeah, I heard a little bit of them. And I'll say this. This right here would bring back all the goodwill that John Paxson and Michael Reinsdorf and Jerry Reinsdorf need. If you talk to anybody this morning about what the hell is going on from last night till right now, there is blood in the water. There are so many people that believe that they can get out of the Eastern Conference now, that Kevin Love is going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. And we're not just talking about him waking up after this 6 weeks is over and his knee feeling fine. We're talking about this lagging on into the playoffs here. And the Cavs are up against the trade deadline, and a trade deadline where a lot of people don't want to trade with them. And J.R. Smith is getting rushed back. The Wizards, the Celtics, and the Raptors feel like they can beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. And if the Celtics really, really feel that way,
their guy is right here.
There is no time like right now. There has never been a better time to float the Jimmy Butler trade, to push it as hard as you can.
To like, all those places?
I can't. No, I'm talking about to Boston.
To Boston.
I can't stress it enough. Like, there's never been an opening like this. Now, we talked about the Kobe, Luol Deng stuff back in the day, and Ben Gordon and the Sacramento Kings being involved, and we've talked about a whole bunch of different trades. But right now, Speaks, we talked about it, where the LeBron, when is he going to get old slash hurt period?
Right, and it might not happen, but his teammates are getting hurt, so this might be the opportunity.
Right, it's starting to happen, and a lot of people in the East believe that this is their chance.
So let me ask you a question.
The Serge Ibaka deal is a signal that we are in this, and we can do this.
Dude, that's a first-rounder and Terrence Ross, who's having the best year of
his
career.
Think about it, though. What Orlando did, what Orlando did the last couple of years, I have no idea who should get fired, how they should get fired, but someone should get fired. They gave up Sabonis, Oladipo,
and
Serge Ibaka, Ersan Ilyasova, and a first-round pick for Terrence Ross in a late first.
I would give up Ersan Ilyasova for free.
Well, he's been playing better.
I don't care. But he's my least favorite NBA player. I can't stand
him. If you're guard packs, now's the time, man. Now's the time to strike while the iron is hot, because there are a lot of teams that believe they could take Cleveland.
Are they dynamic and motivated enough to do it?
We've been asking this for 12 years, though.
The only time those guys have acted in a hurry was to clear cap space for a major free agent. Whether it was move Heinrich or Salmons,
their MO is they drag their feet
up. But they were except aggressive and they were aggressive that year. You're absolutely right in getting in good position. They failed and ended up with Boozer instead, but they were aggressive about getting into good position for that particular offseason. Is there any level of shame? As I watched the Reinsdorfs and Gar, you know, in attendance at that Phoenix debacle, is there any level of shame
they
that pushes...
They were at DePaul Villanova last night.
Yeah, somebody was holding up a sign right in front of them that said, fire Gar Paxson.
Wow, I missed that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Right
in
front of them.
Yeah.
Who were they watching last night? Josh Hart?
Yeah. A perfect Bulls player.
He is perfect wheelhouse for them.
Can't jump senior. Old. Yeah. Really good in college.
Right, really good college player who doesn't...
We'll fit you for a Hoffman Estates jersey right now.
Below the rim player, yeah.
Shout out to the Hart family. I don't mean to, you know,
tough, hard-nosed, smart college.
It's perfect, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, there's a lot of things going on, you know, you got Joe Maddon answering the same question over and over. Like, I think I'm done with it now, though. I think we've killed
just
him enough.
Now?
Yeah, I think I'm done. I think we can move on from, hey, Joe, do you know how bad you were in Game 7? Like, I think he knows, and the more he answers it, like, he's muscling up even more yeah. every time he answers it. I think that's his admission. You're never going to get an admission out of him like, you know what? I'm the reason why we should have lost that
That's
thing.
Why he still gets asked. That's right, because he's
but you're
never,
not going to get that out
right.
of him.
No, so. You're not. You get the. You're exactly right. You get the muscle up.
Yeah.
You know.
So
you know,
now, so now you know that you've Joe proofed your team in Game 7 going forward. I don't know.
I talked to somebody recently with, and I just sort of one of these little honest little conversations. Yeah, I talked to somebody within the organization. I said, what is really being said internally about Joe and
they were dying.
I mean, of course they were, but this my favorite. But of course they were dying because
they were punching walls.
But you know what the response was?
They couldn't eat enough cake.
Right, exactly, more cake. But no, the response I got was, "Hey, we're allowed a little bit of good fortune." That's what they said. We're allowed after all this. Of course we lucked out because, you know, essentially. But they just said it's after all that built up and after everything, it's all it was is sometimes you just catch a break. And the damn Cubs caught a break mm-hmm. is what it was.
Yeah, that's why that Game 7 will forever be the perfect way for them to have won.
Absolutely.
Because the most heartbreaking defeat was standing right there, and Joe kind of pushed it towards that,
yep.
and it still didn't happen.
They were good, and they were unbelievably lucky.
Correct.
Which is fine.
After a century of being unlucky,
yes.
they were lucky
yes.
as
yes,
well.
It was like this karmic jackpot.
Correction, the big correction.
The big correction, the big build-up jackpot.
All right,
it's
fellas.
Okay. It's
what
right.
do you guys have today?
We got Matt Miller at 2. We're going to have David Ripphath on. He's the University of Ohio Associate Professor of Sports Management and the president of the Drake Group. We're going to talk to him about what's been going on in the NCAA. He's a big proponent of real NCAA overhaul. So we'll talk to him at 3:00.
Good luck.
And of course, it's on. Yeah, he's trying his hardest, man. And Bruce Miles will join us at 3:40 as well. So we'll get some baseball.
And we've got 3 more poker seats to give away today between now and 6:00.
All right. So go rub your faces on some auto show carpet, fellas,
or models.
Speaks is so sad to leave.
So are you guys here on Thursday?
Yes, Wednesday
tomorrow,
and Thursday.
Thursday, yeah.
All right, cool. I'm gonna bring the Roobster by to heckle you guys and look at some cars.
Nice.
I'm just gonna throw the squishy balls at him then, because that's what I do to children at the auto show.
He'll be down. Okay. He'll be down with it.
All right,
man.
Have a good show. They're Bernstein and Goff next on The Score.
The Score is celebrating 25 years as the voice of the fan. It couldn't have continued for 25 years without you, The Score listener. Thank you, Chicago. From Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Remarkably, Jordan Spieth still has doubters. There are those in golf who believe his meltdown at the Masters has scarred him forever. He may never win another major. There are others who say he's just not long enough off the tee or consistent enough with his irons to be a true superstar. They cannot possibly be more wrong. Spieth won the Pebble Beach Pro-Am on Sunday, cruising to a 4-shot victory for his 9th PGA Tour title. He's still 5 months from turning 24, and the last player to win 9 times before he turned 24 was, you guessed it, Tiger Woods. There's no point comparing Spieth or anyone to Woods. Just say this, the kid's spectacular. He already has won 2 majors, and you can bet your house he'll win more. Some say Spieth isn't great at any one aspect of golf, except for this. He's the best putter and the best thinker. Only golf's 2 most important assets. I'm John Feinstein.
It may be cold outside, but it's always comfortable inside Pontiac RV's massive indoor showroom with rows of new and used RVs at off-season sale prices. With volume buying power and lower overhead than others, you'll save on major manufacturers like Forest River, Coachmann, Keystone RV, Tiffin, Winnebago Motorhomes, and more. Over 300 RVs in stock. For over 30 years, people have traveled from all over the Midwest to Pontiac RV. Call or click PontiacRV.com.
Everything under the sun. Pontiac RV.
Libra, if you've been worried about your health, stop being worried and see a professional. Scorpio, if you've been unsure about your next move, consider a retreat to allow a refocus. Sagittarius, try not to take criticisms too personally this week. Capricorn, your personal finances see an uptick and bring an end to any misunderstandings. Aquarius, your doubts and reservations about a new acquaintance may prove to be unfounded. And Pisces, while planning ahead is your best course of action, staying flexible is of paramount importance. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
CDL Class A drivers ready to rev up your career? Don't miss this great opportunity to join their line haul team at Saia LTL Freight in Burr Ridge. Saia offers up to 64 cents per mile to experienced OTR drivers, along with a generous benefits package and great home time. And our average driver tenure is more than 9 years. If you're ready to find a place to call home, then give them a call, 888-965-1230, or go online to visit SaiaCorp.com. That's SaiaCorp.com. Click on careers.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
60, 59, 58.
The countdown has begun, and Land Rover lovers from everywhere will be flocking to our showroom.
57, 56, 55.
This is our 2017 Knaus Land Rover Lake Bluff courtesy vehicle sale. 60 very lucky people will drive home in a 2017 Land Rover Discovery Sport or a 2017 Range Rover Evoque at an unbeatable price. Each Land Rover Discovery Sport and Range Rover Evoque has been used very briefly for customer courtesy transportation only. Each has less than 4,000 miles and has never been titled. Each Land Rover comes with a 165-point inspection plus so much more. Contact Land Rover Lake Bluff for details. The countdown has begun. Our courtesy vehicle sale is underway. Start your shopping. Land Rover Lake Bluff in Knaus Auto Park, Route 41. LandRoverLakeBluff.com.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the new drama, Training Day. A rogue detective.
Police works like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules.
I'm not pushing a patrol car anymore, Dorothy.
Where he's never gone before.
Drop your weapons.
From the executive producer of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
I'm the test nobody passes.
Training Day, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Mortgage licensee.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
Oh, I'm going to talk. Y'all can play the music if you want.
Oh, yeah. Bet we will. Bernstein and Goff, now until 6. Matt Miller at 2. David Ridpath talks college sports at 3. Bruce Miles from Mesa at 3:40. It's on at 5:30, and plenty more stuff as well. Boy, do we have things for you. What do we have? We've got a pair of tickets to see John Wick, Chapter 2.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And, more importantly, perhaps, 3 opportunities. 3 seats.
Tree! Count them. 1, 2, 3.
For the 2017 Charity Poker Championship that benefits Children's Oncology Services, Thursday, February 23rd, 2017. Gotta be listening if you want to win. That is a $275 value, each one of those. And please make sure you can play. Make sure you're available on Thursday night, the 23rd, to come downtown and play poker.
Great time.
Because these are seats that are much coveted, and
very valuable.
You understand the value there, and it might end up being worth the $10,000 seat at the World Series of Poker main event in Las Vegas if you win. But be listening and be ready for the cue to call for that. 312-644-6767. That's our number at WSCR The Score. Email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. We are texting, occasionally sexting.
Oh,
we got some
sexting.
Got some grocery shopping texts that came in yesterday.
Drug deals.
Asking me, we had the drug deal yesterday. We had somebody who wanted me to stop by Meijer on the way home and pick up some of the Thin Mint Girl Scout cereal. And
cereal for that?
Have you heard about this?
No.
Apparently, it's a thing. And I was at Jewel yesterday, and the person behind me was buying like 3 boxes of it. I said, what's going on with this? And he just gave me a look like,
oh, you got to try it.
This is the stuff.
Sugar rush.
Yeah, they're worried about it selling out. It's like a McRib thing or like a, you know, there's
limited time only.
Yeah,
kind
there's something going on there. But the text line is brought to you by Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 4,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. When you text, we reply, message, and data rates may apply. Our Twitter handle is at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. We also have the website for the podcasts. That is BernsteinandGoffShow.com. We're video streaming. Watch 670thescore.com. We're on Facebook Live on The Score's Facebook page. The director of that video feed is Brian Gertsch.
Adams, Grant, Robertson, Grant, Moose, fight, dive, dig, Aprinas. And Gortat on him. That's called connecting the dots.
Now, that's called television play-by-play. That's ideal. That's all you need.
Giving you everything you need right
that
there.
That is just perfect. Dodge, dive, duck, dip, and dodge. It was mindful of Rip Torn. What was his name? Lucky O'Houlihan or Patchy? Patches O'Houlihan, is that
Patches.
Right?
I think
it's Patches, too. Our producers, our EP is Nick Shepkowski.
Is Tom Brady the best quarterback of all time? I don't know. You go got star Tim McMahon and everything. I don't know.
You missed it yesterday. Bob from Niles is back.
For a limited time only, much like McRib and the Thin Mint cereal.
We don't know exactly where he went or why he went, but whatever we did to get him back, he's smiled upon us once again. The audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
I heard they're trying to get Galapagos, the backup quarterback from New England.
Jimmy Galapagos.
Yep, trying. Hey. Yep, we can only hope.
Where's Matt at?
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Don't miss your chance to watch Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Limited tickets remain for tomorrow's matchup with Maryland. Buy now at nusports.com. The Bulls host Toronto tonight. Dwayne Wade, Paul Zipser, and Nico Mirotic are out. Jimmy Butler is probable. Wade could play against Boston tomorrow. Zipser is in a walking boot. He's likely out for tomorrow, along with Mirotic, who's dealing with back issues. Elsewhere in the NBA, Kevin Love underwent arthroscopic surgery on his knee. He'll be out for at least 6 weeks. Orlando sends Serge Ibaka to Toronto for Terrence Ross and a first-round pick. In hockey, the Blackhawks are off until Saturday when they host Edmonton. AHL, the Wolves are in Texas on Friday. And Major League Baseball, Cubs pitchers and catchers reported today for spring training. Anthony Rizzo, Kyle Schwarber, Javi Baez, and Miguel Montero are all in camp as well. All position players must report to camp by Friday. Be prepared for winter, spring, summer, and fall with Firestone FR710 all-season tires. Now 10% off at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Presence Health. The doctors at Presence Medical Group provide the compassionate care that you and your family deserve. You can book same day, evening, and weekend appointments and have access to the personal care you need. Visit presencehealth.org/docs. This is healthcare built for you. This is Presence.
I want to get to the basketball stuff because there really is some, this is some real urgency right now.
Right.
Like you say, in the last 24 hours, the Eastern Conference, and more importantly, the perception of the Eastern Conference has been shaken up. And we've seen immediate action by general managers. What is it? Masai Ujiri, trying to add a piece that he thinks can be the difference because everybody thinks this is gettable now.
Yeah, I can't stress it enough. Like I said last night and this morning, just texting with a few guys trying to figure out where everybody's head is at, and the Boston Celtics and the Wizards and, you know, the Atlanta Hawks even think that they're in there. You see how the president and head coach, Mike Budenholzer, came out and made a strong statement, said, you can print it. Paul Millsap isn't going anywhere. Paul Millsap's been on a trade block for the last couple of weeks, and last night he comes out and says that. So a lot of people feel like the Cleveland Cavaliers are gettable, and this is why. If you're the Chicago Bulls and you have a commodity like Jimmy Butler, that you may be...
You can win this deadline.
Yes, you can.
You can get, you can beat everybody at proximity to a championship, maybe not this year, but you can get yourself closer to winning a title, boldly and, well, and clearly.
The Boston Celtics kind of held all the chips in the deal, but now with that urgency that they may have... They feel like they can give the Cleveland Cavaliers a good 6-game series, a good 7-game series, maybe, with the Cleveland Cavaliers winning. Now, with Kevin Love being out for 6 to 8 weeks, and then when he comes back, you know, it's not like a video game where you just reset a guy's energy after he comes back into the lineup. Yeah, this is as I read earlier.
Does he become a brown shirt noob?
right. As I read earlier on Twitter by one of the orthopedic surgeons that I follow, it says it's not a light switch, it's more like a sunrise. So when you come back from a knee injury like he's coming back from, and the surgery, this isn't just going to be press play on Kevin Love, who is having his best season.
Right, he's not Russell Westbrook.
Right, exactly.
Because people think because Russell Westbrook can do it because he's Wolverine.
It's not human.
Right.
It's not human. You're not going to do that with Kevin Love. And he's having his best season as a Cleveland Cavalier because J.R. Smith was out and somebody needed to take up some of that scoring load. And now J.R. Smith is going to be rushed back. And now, you know, David Griffin will have more pressure on him to try to figure out how you can add another playmaker while you already added Kyle Korver, who's trying to acclimate himself. So if you're holding on to Taj Gibson and you want to dangle him to the Cleveland Cavaliers, and then all of a sudden you go, you know what? I'll call the Celtics now. Did you know that the Celtics, did you know the Cavs got Taj Gibson?
Let them pick you over and fight it out.
Exactly.
Let them do it.
If John Paxson and Gar Foreman are about that life, which they should be in this moment, and Jimmy Butler, his presence is waning around that locker room, or people are just tired of him. If that's the case, then this next couple of days is vital in terms of the rebuilding of this franchise.
We are broadcasting live from the Score studios that are brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. See why Hyundai's better at the auto show. And I was laughing as the show started because I'm noticing that multiple outlets out of Kansas City's spring training facility are reporting that pitcher Brian Flynn will miss at least 8 weeks after falling through the roof of his barn. It sounds like a match game clue. After falling through the roof of his blank. I mean, it's...
hey, honey, get the agent on the phone.
I done fell through again.
Busted up my ankle real good.
I can't believe you're on the barn again. What are you doing?
You got to have people for that. Although I do know there's some guys out there who own these huge ranches or barns that love to get up there and
don't
get their own
there.
Elbow grease in there. And, you know, I work on my own farm kind of guys.
No, call the Amish. You got to be a raisin.
Or Amish Mike.
Forgive me, Lord, I counted my chickens before they hatched.
Right, but the coop shouldn't be on the roof of the barn. And coop shouldn't be on the roof of the barn either.
The rule is.
Right. Well, some nights, you know, maybe...
every once in a while.
A long night, you wake up on top of a barn.
You found that nobody wants you around, you go up on the barn and hang out.
Yeah, but there's... You fell through the roof. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And you didn't land on the hayloft, you know, because you're supposed to.
I imagine it like a long fall, too, where he's doing the, oh, and he's teetering.
Did
and
he fall? Sudden, but the question, did he fall through
or
and
off
in,
of it?
Into the barn or off the roof and like in, into the.
That's what happens when you
the horse manure.
You
I don't
replace
know.
That roof, you know, all that snowfall done came and the roof got a little soggy. So.
So all sorts of reasons. Yeah, you get on that ladder. Maybe it's like a hornet's nest on there. You're trying to get out or something. Who knows?
Maybe he could have just fallen off of Jeff Kent's pickup truck. Now, that would have been a better excuse.
But he was washing?
He was washing it, and I believe he fell. And
when he was actually popping wheelies on a dirt bike, right?
Yes.
Yep.
The old Kellen Winslow in a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, God forbid, the Jay Williams in an alley.
But that phone call, it's like,
How do you make it? What do you say?
Hey, Skip, it's Brian.
Your darndest thing didn't happen again.
You're not going to believe, but I fell off the barn.
You what?
You what?
You what? You did what? All right, when we come back, we'll give away a poker seat. So be listening. Here's your opportunity. If you are a poker player, make sure you are able to play in this fabulous charity event on February 23rd and get your dialing fingers ready for when we come back. You might be in action. You got the score.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bulls reportedly are looking for a first-round pick in return for a trade for Nico or Doug McDermott.
Good luck.
Players you can't play.
I wouldn't give you a first-round pick for both of them.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Discover the right graduate program for your future, how to finance your education, and how to successfully navigate the application process. All at the Governor State University Graduate Open House. Saturday, February 25th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Visit gov.stu/grad open house.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son? Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side. I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods.
New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job, 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Friday, take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery, it was an execution.
I'm gonna find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0, he's oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you gonna do, you gonna shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand. CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
CBS Tuesdays. In New Orleans, everyone has soul.
I'll drink to that.
But not everyone is a saint.
NCIS, hands up.
My job here is to find the truth.
Big cases.
What do you got? Fingerprints Holmes?
As in Sherlock Holmes. That didn't sound right at all.
And big drama.
Science doesn't care about the lies men tell.
In the Big Easy.
New Orleans, one of a kind.
I can appreciate that.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday.
Hello, residents. This is Angels Memorial.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
1, 2, 3.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden and Rob Lowe.
You with me on this?
Game on.
Code Black. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Let's play some cards.
I was thinking we needed to hear that. So we are going to be doing that. We are going to be playing cards to help kids with cancer and leukemia at the Montgomery Club. It's a week from Thursday already. The Charity Poker Championship, benefiting One Step Programs and presented by Raymond James, also sponsored in part by Robert W. Baird, David Hochberg of Pearl Mortgage, and Associated Agencies Incorporated. If you're a Texas Hold'em player, be caller 10 to the contest line. 312-591-6700 right now, and you could win. Make sure you are able to come and play. And if you don't win, if you're one of the callers who just misses out today or in some of our other seats, keep trying, and then, you know what, buy your seat. Just go to onestepcamp.org or go to my Twitter feed. There's a pinned tweet there, at Dan_Bernstein, and all the information is there, the tournament structure, everything. We only have 4 high roller seats left. Just 4. If you want to be a high roller and be at the table that gets you the best shot at the final table and all the prizes and the grand prize, and please, not the regular line, the contest line, 312-591-6700. That's going to be your way to get to us. And the other line is the one that Mark in Jefferson Park dialed to reach us on the score. Hi, Mark.
Hey, guys. So
I don't know. You guys have so much hope and excitement in your voices, and I just feel like
hope and excitement for what?
What hope and where did you hear hope or excitement?
I don't know, the way you're saying this is our chance, the Bulls' chance for
it is
for to do it.
Right? It doesn't mean I think they're going to.
Right. If they're
going
to do it, this would be a perfect time.
I agree with you; it's their chance, but I just have more faith in the fact that they're going to screw it up. Garpax will screw it up, and I know you guys are trying to say, "Hey, this is a chance," but it kind of sounds coming across like you're trying to get everybody hyped up that it might happen.
No, it's not getting everybody hyped up. All we're doing is expressing our opinions about a sports team.
Mark, like I said last night and this morning, talking to people around the league and a couple of assistant GMs, and especially in the Western Conference, who have nothing to do with what's going on in the East right now. They expressly said that if they're going to do it, it's now because of how panicked everyone is because they think that the Cleveland Cavaliers are gettable with this Kevin Love injury.
Yeah, I'm just curious, what don't you get about what's happened in the last day?
No. I agree with you guys completely, and I see what's going on. I just feel that Garpax will screw it up somehow.
Well, that's two different thoughts.
That's
a different thought. We're not addressing if they're going to screw it up.
No, it's not a matter of screwing it up. The deals are there. I mean, there's really no secret what deals are out there.
Yeah, if you've been flirting with Boston for months, maybe a year now, now's the time.
You're not going around creatively trying to create a market. It's just a matter of whether or not you push the button on it. When you say screw it up, do you mean not do it, or do you mean do something that nets a return that we're not seeing?
I say either or.
If you're just calling to say that you don't like Bulls management, that has nothing to do with this current situation.
Yeah, it's different.
Well, no, I say they're either not going to do it because they have shown in the past they will not pull the trigger.
Well, that's not true. They've been one of the more active teams when it comes to making trades, especially in heading into free agency periods where they've cleared the decks and shuffled a bunch of pieces around with all kinds of trades, renunciations, et cetera.
Traded Derrick Rose not too long ago, too.
Yeah, they just made a huge trade.
But on the flip side of that, then they've always ended up getting the wrong guys, like the old guys or, you know, the guys that don't fit the plan.
You have to lay out these deals for me.
Picking up Rondo and Wade, which Wade fell in their lap. I understand that, but they went and signed these guys when they wanted to get younger and more athletic.
Yeah, but those are two free agent acquisitions. We're talking about the trade deadline, and you're saying that they don't pull the trigger.
Yeah, they just made a massive trade.
Yeah, they traded Derrick Rose for Derrick Rose and a bunch of guys. They got back Robin Lopez and Jaren Grant, and say what you want about that, but you know a lot of people thought that they would hold on to Derrick until his contract ran out as well.
Right, but they were kind of forced. Their hand was forced a little bit.
It's like you've got an excuse for either everything way. Here. I mean, it's like we're listing all these deals that they've made, and they're saying, "Well, they."
Mark, nobody's trying to. I'm not trying to sell you on Bulls management. I mean, if you've listened to either one of us for years,
you don't have to trust them. But it does.
Talking about the moment.
If you want to criticize them, there are perfectly valid ways to criticize them. But saying they don't do stuff just isn't true.
And we're talking about the moment more so than anything. Like,
timing, right?
Yeah, the moment is the moment. This is where we're at today. It's a little bit different than where we were at Friday or Thursday or Wednesday of last week. Like, where we're at today, the NBA feels differently. And you see that with Orlando bailing on a plan, which I never thought was going to work. I mean, they really thought that they were going to have Aaron Gordon out there for two guard minutes at times this year with Bismack Biyombo and Serge Ibaka and Nick Vucevic on the court at the same time. Now, Rob Hennigan, you know, he might need to answer to somebody for that thought process, and now he's had to bail on it, and he's had to go out and get Terrence Ross and scrape up a first-round pick, and now Serge Ibaka's with the Raptors, and that changes the dynamic because a lot of people thought that the Raptors wouldn't be able to beat the Cavs with just two guards and no one in the front court because of how Valanciunas has kind of plateaued. So now that everyone's feeling really good about themselves, and oh, by the way, Kevin Love is hurt, and he's a huge piece in that Cleveland Cavaliers machine. And the Boston Celtics have been playing really damn good basketball this year with a great story in Isaiah Thomas and have coveted Jimmy Butler for a couple of years now. We're just talking about the moment where we are at in this time in the NBA's calendar. It's very important. If they are willing and if they want to do something, this is the perfect moment for them to do that. That's all that's being said.
Yeah, you've got a chance. And if you listen to David Schuster last night, who did a really good job sort of piece by piece – laying out some of the possibilities here, this is not a multi-season tank to get to this point. You've got a rare opportunity to add likely two lottery picks if you move Butler and get you, so you'll have your own lottery pick. You might have this Brooklyn pick. Then there was the also the opportunity, he said, depending on the, what happens with Sacramento, that there could be another one in
top
there.
It's just
top 10 protected. Mm-hmm. But even though you've drafted poorly the last four years, you're still closer to a title by loading up for this draft.
And that's where I think Mark's point then comes in. That's different from the moment talk.
Exactly.
I think that's where that talk comes in, where is Gar Forman still your general manager once you make these trades? Because then he's then going to have to, you know, we're going to have to count on him to pick
the right
players.
The answer for me is no. Because then if you turn this into Josh Hart and you know, other, you know, four-year college guys, then... No, there's going to be some risk in there and some real NBA athletes. And this draft is rife with real NBA athletes.
That top five, you're talking about Fultz and Lonzo Ball, and you saw what Josh Jackson was last night. I'm not as sold on him being a franchise changer. I think he's going to be a really good player.
You know,
I love Dennis Smith from North Carolina State.
There's some shade being thrown Fultz's way, as talented as he is.
Not winning enough with that squad.
Well, it isn't just that. And by the way, he would be. If he's the number one overall pick,
which he probably will be,
it would be the worst team to ever produce a number one overall pick.
What was that LSU record last year?
That was,
I know they were terrible, right?
Yeah, this is
Ben Simmons.
I heard, according to where this is, I mean, maybe I saw it on Twitter saying this.
I don't even know what Washington's record is. I know they ain't
this
winning.
This would be the worst ever number one overall pick producer.
Yeah, so how much does he affect when they're 9-16 right now?
Yeah, and what I heard Mark Schanowski say too was he doesn't like the speed at which he plays. He just says he's unbelievably talented, but there's no urgency to his game. He doesn't play quick twitch. He doesn't play seemingly quote unquote hard. I mean, some of that Ben Simmons stuff is in there too. Yeah. About
we talked about it with Rudy Gay years ago.
Are you drifting through, or is it something that you get to the NBA and all of a sudden that switch goes and you're ready to play at a high arousal level, I guess is the best way. That he's just not. See, Dennis Smith, that's what you're talking about. That guy will rip your face off.
Yep.
You know, that guy wants to kick your ass on every single possession.
It reminds me a lot of Steve Francis. The moment I saw him, I'm like, yo, this is the athletic package and strong upper body guy. I mean, and can knock down shots, not scared of taking big shots as well.
LSU was 19-14 last year, 11-7 in the SEC.
Why did I think LSU was a lot worse than they were last year? Because everybody was talking about how...
Probably they should have been better.
Yeah, well, damn, they were 19-14.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I thought they were...
They didn't go to the tournament.
Okay.
So,
All right.
How many number one overall picks have that on their resume?
Yeah, didn't go to the tournament in their one and done year. Yeah, and Jason Tatum, of course, if he, you know, shines in the tournament, he's getting a lot of... You know, he's getting a lot of looks right now. And you got the kid from Florida State, Jonathan Isaac. I mean, this first, like, 11 picks, first 10 picks of this draft, you can have guys who are going to be potential all-stars, where for years and years and years we've been talking about maybe a role player at 7, you know, got like Otto Porter at 4 or 5, something like that. There's some real...
Porter's ball.
No, he is.
Yeah.
It's finally because he said, hey, I don't have to handle the ball and be the guy I was at Georgetown. I can just develop a jump shot, which he's taken to the next level.
He's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. This is Bernstein and Goff on Sports Radio 670. A lot more to come on The Score.
Spring training is finally here, Cubs fans. But this upcoming season is very different. This season, your team is the defending world champion, Chicago Cubs.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Let's talk spring training, Cubs fans, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion, Chicago Cubs.
Limited time, maximum savings. Grossinger Autoplex in Lincolnwood is dropping every payment. That's right, every payment. Every Buick and GMC, saving you thousands of dollars. Brand new 2017 Buick Encores have dropped to just $135 per month. Right now, drive a new 2017 GMC Terrain for only $159 per month and get special auto show savings on hundreds of new Buicks and GMCs. Grossinger has dropped every payment on every vehicle, including yours. So hurry in. With payments this low, you can drive a new car more often, including new 2017 Buick Encores for just $135 per month. These savings have been maximized, but only for a limited time. Now at Grossinger Autoplex in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and GrossingerAutoplex.com. That's GrossingerAutoplex.com.
39-month leases, $2,000 due at signing, plus tax, title, license, and $169.27 dock fee. Zero security deposit, 10K miles per year. Offer expires at month's end. Number B70102, number M70264.
Give you some techniques if you do cook a lot at home and will be cooking. That I had no idea that when you make a batter for fish, for a fried fish, this is in the tempura fried cod with Thai style vegetables, salad, and jasmine rice, and it was this awesome meal. I did not know that when you make your batter, you should use extra cold water, like actual ice water, and then pour it off the ice. And that ensures that the fish crisps up perfectly. And that's a technique that ever since, anytime I make a fried fish of any kind, any batter, I now use a little bit of that extra cold water if there's water involved, even chilling down milk if I use that. And I'll be damned, it really does make a difference. And I would never have known that if not for the recipe tips that I got from Blue Apron. You should check it out yourself because there's all kinds of variety and flexibility and ease. It's all guaranteed to be fresh. It comes from local farmers. All the seafood is sustainable, and they've got information about where everything came from, so it's all sourced. Check it out yourself. Go to blueapron.com/Dan. Make sure you add the slash Dan, because that will get you your first three meals free with free shipping. You get to see the menu and figure everything out. You control everything. You can do it all from your phone. It's blueapron.com/Dan. You'll love it. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. Don't wait. Go to blueapron.com/Dan and check it out for yourself. You'll love it. It's